Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Another wild night last night in the WCHA. Tom, all was said and done. You know you're going on the road. Knowing how hard it is to win on the road was first thing that came to your mind.
I kind of had a feeling last couple weeks we'd be on the road, so I don't know. I mean, nothing really came to my mind. I just kind of assumed we'd be on the road, and that's kind of how I've settled in, so it's not really a big deal to me.
There, two groups of goals came in bunches. One was about 4 minutes apart. The other was about 2.5 minutes apart. Generally speaking, how do consecutive goals make a game feel differently on the bench, either if it's for you or for the other guys?
Oh, it's tough, you know, when you score. Obviously, again, it depends if you're scoring or the opposing team scoring. But, no, if you can get a couple goals a couple minutes apart, it's just it's uplifting for your bench. It's deflating for the opposing team. And, you know, that case last night, I mean, we get a five-minute major. They score on that five-minute major. And then, of course, you know, the next power play, they end up getting one. So, no, I mean, that's two goals within, I don't know what it was, like three and a half minutes right there. But and that puts them up 3-1, 4-1, and those are tough leads, obviously, to come back on.
They won a ton of faceoffs last night. Faceoffs were an issue for you guys early on. You kind of went away for a little while. What made them so good last night?
Who knows? I mean, they're a good faceoff team. They're heavy. They're strong. They're experienced up the middle. I mean, so those guys have taken a lot of faceoffs. But, no, they owned us on the dot last night, and that was it was a crippling goal. That second goal with a minute to go. They went a clean faceoff. They get the puck through. A couple seconds later, Coda scores. So, if you take a look at that game last night boiled down to about three things. We played really good, but it boiled down to three things. Number one, we don't score on a 5-on-3, you know, deflating a minute 49, 5-on-3. You know, we get an ill-advised penalty that puts us down 5 minutes. And we did a good job of killing penalties last night, but eventually, again, 5 minutes is pretty, you know, that's tough to withstand that, mostly against a team like Mankato. And then our faceoff, we give up a faceoff goal. To me, that was just the game right there, and it was just about three different plays, and that's all it was. They hit a post here and there, but boy, how many point blankers did we miss? So, you know, the almost, they had some almost, we had a lot of almost. So that, to me, was the difference of the game with those three areas.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. I was in the lobby of the hotel room or the hotel yesterday. There's a guy checking in. It was Mark Michaelis's dad. He's from Germany. I'm like, wow, that's a long way to come watch your kid play. You've had a lot of your parents and your players' parents that have made an awful lot of trips to go see the Beavs. How do the parents in that culture kind of feed into what makes Beaver hockey what it is?
Well, I think every parent, doesn't matter, Bemidji parents, Mankato's parents, whatever. I mean, you know, you love your kids. You love watching your kids. They're playing high-level hockey. You become immersed in the program and what they're doing, and that program becomes part of you. And I think, you know, that's the beauty I believe the beauty of collegiate sports in general. I mean, parents are a big part of it. I mean, they've invested a lot, you know, during those younger years, and it's enjoyment. I mean, I enjoy watching my son play a lot. I mean, there's, you know, it's special. So it's a special time for parents, and it does come to an end, and you can enjoy it when it's going on.
College hockey is so unique, though, that those parents got to follow their kids for 2 or 3 years of junior hockey and then 4 or 5 years of college. That takes a toll, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure it does. But, again, it's fun, it's exciting, and if you ask any one of them would they do it again, they would do it in a New York minute, Schultze. I mean, again, it's just one of those things you share as a family. As they get older, you're sharing something more as a family. So it's a special time, like I said earlier.
Back to tonight. Some may say you don't have anything to play for. There's always something to play for, isn't there?
Darn right there is. I mean, anybody who says that's just, they haven't been involved in sports. There's a lot to play for. And, the consequences of the game might not be, but, you know, you want to be playing well going into the playoffs. You just want to win games. I mean, everybody wants to win games, so it doesn't matter when the game is, you want to win games.
Anything that we haven't already discussed where you need to be better tonight?
Well, I mean, our power play, you see the same thing we see. I mean, our power play's got to, they've got to, they got to start scoring. I mean, it puts too much pressure on our penalty kill, and it's just hard to get to three. So we got to get some mileage out of those guys, and hopefully that'll start tonight.
Playoff time is fun time. Beaver basketball team's had a heck of a week already. They continue their playoffs. As a collective athletic group, what's it like for one team to have success, and how's that kind of help everyone?
Well, I just think I take a look at each individual team. I think that's how you have to look at it, because everybody's season is going a little different. I mean, everybody's season goes different. And I just think, again, that's what that's the beauty of the playoffs. Playoffs is a second season. It gives you hope. And those are big wins, obviously, for the men's team and the women's team right there. And it gives them a little more hope, a little more confidence. And it's just, that's what's fun to see, because they work so hard. I mean, you know, players work hard. The coaches work hard. You see them in the trenches every day how hard they work. And it's nice to see them get rewarded. And because it's not easy. It's not easy out there. You're grinding it out for 4 or 5 months, and you're recruiting for the other, you know, 7 months or 8 months. So it's exciting to see, and hopefully they'll keep it going, and hopefully, again, that jump starts us in the playoffs next week.
You obviously know the women's program best because you guys share the same building, but women started 0-9-1. They were within an eyelash of getting home ice. How much do you and Scanny bounce things off each other during the rough times and the good times?
I don't know if we bounce things off each other. We're just, you know, I mean, it's a lot of... But we talk a lot. I mean, we talk a lot. And it's nice seeing those kids have some success. And you're right, it started tough, but they were playing pretty good. And if you're playing pretty good and you got good people, and they do, eventually the tide's going to change. And it changed. And, you know, hopefully they're going to bring UMD to three games and come back Sunday night victorious.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.